We are grateful to God for this grace which has found us, and we greet also this morning all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online, may God bless you all. We are already gathered in the presence of God. We have heard wonderful songs, the choir has sung, and every hymn touches our hearts. And the full salvation is sang about, the grace of God, and also the gratefulness of our hearts are being expressed therein. Together, we would like to praise our Lord this morning. We start with song number 21, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, 21. Also this morning, we want to drink from this rock of ages, the living water. Let us also tune in 23. Jesus is tenderly calling thee home. Then we ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us a word for introduction and to pray with us. 23.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Jesus is tenderly calling. Also this morning, he is calling. Are we hearing his call? Are we obeying his call? He is calling. He is tenderly calling thee today. And if we have heard this call, and if we respond to it, as we have sung in the last stanza, he who believes on him has peace and joy. Arise quickly and run to the Savior. Praise and thanks. I don't know how you feel. Are you happy to be here this morning? Are you grateful to God for that what we experienced last night? Has not God moved in our midst? Has he not blessed us? I'm grateful to God. He surprises me every time anew. Are we here this morning to have a new experience with God, to receive what he prepared for us? May the Lord grant it to all of us. Brothers and sisters, before we pray together, I would like to read a word from the scripture. From 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 13, I ask that we stand up while reading the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. Excuse me. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, rebound to the glory of God. Not for the glory of men, for the glory of God. Also this morning, may the thanksgiving, our thanksgiving, this morning may really be poured out for the glory of God. I remember the first church in Jerusalem. We read of her. They raised their voice in one accord to God. And what happened? We all know it. That place trembled. And God baptized all who were present with the Spirit and fire. Brothers and sisters, we have much reason to thank God this morning for the privilege to be here this morning, that he has given us the opportunity to believe, not believing something, but to believe what the Scripture says, that we may believe what the Lord is doing today, that he lets us have part in it. Are we not grateful? May the thankfulness, may the thanksgiving really be poured out like a river toward God, to the glory of God. Please, let us thank God together. Heavenly Father, we are full of gratefulness this morning that you are so faithful and that you always showing us your faithfulness visibly. You are faithful in all your doings. Also this morning, we lay everything into your hands. We lay ourselves into your hands and we ask you, make all things well. You know what each one of us needs this morning. Be it salvation, be it healing, whether it's deliverance. Lord, grant it this morning. Please come to your right. Lord, we thank you. We give you alone the glory. For you are worthy to receive all the worship and the thanks. Lord, I thank you. Bless us together this morning. Fulfill your promises in you and in me, in all of us. Lead our brother through the anointing of your Spirit, and may the anointing rest upon each one of us, be it young or old. Lord, please grant all these prayer requests this morning and be merciful to us. I thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. Then I ask that the parents are coming to the front with their children, who should be dedicated. After the child dedication, I ask Brother Jean-Claude to come to the front to sing the Maranatha song. Faithful Lord, we say thanks for these moments. We feel your presence. Dear Lord, you have given our brother and sister a healthy daughter, a Alma. We consecrate her unto you, unto the Almighty God. Bless the whole family in a very special way. Bless the daughter. Dear Lord, we stand here in your state. At that time, you have blessed and you are still blessing today. Alma, be blessed and God dedicated for time and for eternity in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now you can continue to weep. God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much.
Ja, wir dürfen
yes.
dem Herrn an dieser Stätte wirklich
at this place,
in allen Sprachen
we may really thank the Lord in all tongues.
Von Herzen danken.
Thanking him from the bottom of
das
our
Wort
hearts.
Maranatha,
the word Maranatha, all understand.
Das Wort Merci.
The word merci, all, also all understand.
So
we are just so grateful
dass alle, die in ihrem Herzen
that all
recht sind,
who are right in their hearts, they understand all things rightly. And if I think about it, on the four songs, on the four songs which the choir has sung yesterday, in every song was the gospel, was the proclamation of the full gospel. And today, likewise, in all the hymns which were inspired by the Spirit of God, our Lord is glorified. And also in the word of introduction, we heard it, knowing that we have the same spirit of faith. This is the difference between them who say, we believe, but who don't have the same spirit of faith. And the spirit of faith reveals unto us the promise which is connected with the faith and leads us into the word. The word promise in this connection is just very, very important. And then in the last song which we have sung today, Jesus is calling today. Tell me of one single place where our Lord would have sent someone away and would have said, come tomorrow. No. All. And on every day, in every meeting, at every place, the Lord didn't send anyone away for tomorrow, but all who came to him, they received that for what they have asked for. And then we have also the mighty word, today, if you hear his voice, not tomorrow, if you hear who you will hear his voice, but today, present tense, today. And if God is present, then he speaks today with us. And we will recognize our today by his grace and receive it and accept it, whatever he has given us. Also this morning, we just welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. It just overwhelms me every time when I just think about what God is doing right now. What would have happened if Brother Branham would have been told that he should not make the trips to overseas, but that he should return to Jeffersonville to store in the food? If not before, would not be written in Amos 8, verse 11, that God would send a hunger into the land, not a hunger for bread and not a thirst for water, but to hear the words of the Lord. There it is written in plural, the words of the Lord. All the words which the Lord has spoken, to hear them, to believe them, to receive them, and to get them revealed by the Spirit. What good would it be? I don't speak of myself. I have nothing to do with it. With a commission, no servant of God has something to do. It's all God's matter. Moses didn't have to ask God. Elijah didn't have to ask God. No prophet had to ask God to send him. The divine commissions and sendings are the matter of God. And no one is asked. But the faithful Lord, also here, he has given grace. Not only he said, I will send you to other cities to preach my word. He also said, store in food and groceries, for a great famine is coming. Then you shall stand amidst the people to give out the food. This is as true as God lives. And therefore, God has really sent a hunger. And therefore, Brother Branham repeated the words of my commission, and he said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. God has really taken care for everything, for his word, for the food, for the revelation which he has given, that we really understand everything the right way and that we can also place it correctly. Also today, again, a number of phone calls. Everywhere they are listening and are believed, they are believing, and everywhere, Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Hervé from Lyon, from Port Elizabeth, from Brother Udo from South America, from Libreville, and then from Romania, from Cabinda, from Ottawa, from Zambia, from South Africa, from Johannesburg, from the DRC. Once again, a special name which one can hardly pronounce, Mumbushimamba. Just God is everywhere present. He knows all by name. From Hungary, from Cape Town, from Namibia, a brother Safari, once again from Nairobi.
Dann Bruder Bruce aus
then Brother Kapstadt, Bruce from Cape Town, from the university. Then brothers
aus Dagobiville,
from Dagobiville.
Bruder Robert,
then Brother Robert
und Bruder Balleur,
and Brother Balleur
Rashidi,
and Brother Rashidi
und
Dr. Lotika.
Und, ja, and wer ist das hier?
Who is this here?
Harmevari.
Harmevari, then from Abidjan, and from Haiti, from Rwanda, from Australia, and here the last one, from
Tatarstan.
Who knows where that is? Written in a nice Russian. It's on the other side of the river Volga. All are listening, all are watching, all are believing the word of the hour. Brothers and sisters, if we at this place always say that we are now living in the most important period of the time of grace, and that we are really very close before the return of Christ, and that the last message, the message of calling out, the message of restoration, that everything is being brought back to the original word, to the original foundation, to the doctrine of the apostles, to the same power. Everything must be at the end as it was at the beginning. I dare to say, we are not coming together in vain. We are hearing the word together. We believe together. And we will experience together the completion. And we will behold the glory of God together. As we heard in the word of introduction, and when we sing only believe, then we of course don't refer to any kind of faith, but to the faith as the scripture has said. As our Lord said himself, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. Of course not he who believes as he likes and what he likes, but he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow the rivers of living water. And this he said of the Spirit who would come upon all those who believe. May God bless today our brothers who are translating in a very special way. All who translated already, they know how difficult it is to find the right word in other languages and to pass it on, to repeat what was said in that language from which one is translated. But thanks be to the Lord, our brothers, they all have the same revelation, and by the Spirit of God, they can pass on the same word in the various languages. So, we are also grateful for that. And one thing more, it's not only being translated into 12 languages simultaneously, it's also then translated into other languages and translated again, so that all over the earth are hearing the last message, are hearing the last call by His grace, that they can experience their preparation by His grace. Please pardon me if I make the remark here of the last time and if I repeat it here. If somebody claims that everything has come to its end with the ministry of Brother Branham, and some are even teaching that the time of grace is come to its end, that the throne of grace has become judgment throne. And I met myself persons, brothers who stood before me, and they said, the rapture has taken place already. And the one brother said even, we are already back on the earth, and now we are in the millennium. And you missed everything. Beloved, this really hurts in the most inside of the soul, it hurts. And if such a brother can even say, yes, I knew Brother Branham personally, I heard him, then I have to say one thing: you must know the Lord personally. It's not enough to have known the prophet personally. You must have known the Lord personally, receiving His word, so that it is revealed to you personally. But we said it here before, even the falsification, the forgery, which the brothers dared to make underneath the picture of the pillar of fire, you all know, 17 times Brother Branham repeated what he was told 1933 on the 11th of June. He was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And they changed it. They changed it brutally, in a criminal way. They changed it. So you are sent to forerun the second coming of Christ. The word message is no more there. And this underneath the picture of the pillar of fire, as we have showed it to you 4 weeks ago, and then one sees the photo in the internet where people are bowing, kneeling before this picture and making their worship, then it really tears one's heart from top to bottom, from left to right. No. Our worship belongs to God alone. And this happens before no picture at all. But whoever worships God will worship God in the Spirit and in truth. And there's the mighty word in Revelation chapter
19.
When the man of God wanted to worship him who revealed everything to him, and then he received the instruction, and this instruction we must pass on to everyone. Revelation chapter 19.
Here
it's verse 9 and 10. Revelation 19, verse 9 and 10. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. At such an experience, one is overwhelmed. This, of course, we all can understand and imagine. But then it says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. To worship him. But he said unto me, not so. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Worship God. Hallelujah. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Here we have the difference between the gift of prophecy and between the spirit of prophecy. And the bride of the Lamb hears every word, and the same Holy Spirit who has given the word, the same Holy Spirit, the same anointing rests upon us who we are now hearing and preaching the same word, and who we are now hearing the same word. Hearers and proclamators, preachers of the word are under the same anointing of the Spirit. For they're not hearing a man. They are hearing that what God has said in his word. And they're not joined with the preacher, but they are joined with God who sent his word to make us well and to reveal it unto us. Many times we have said it here at this place. If an evangelist makes the connection to himself, then he builds his own kingdom. A man of God is being sent to establish the connection with God. That's how the way of the Lord is prepared. And that's how we are coming into the true fellowship with our Lord. Then we have it here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. After we read these mighty words from verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith, what is in your possession belongs to you. This nobody can take from you. Possession. If you have a house, whatever we possess, which we possess, not receiving today and losing tomorrow, no, that what was given to us once for all from God Himself, because we heard it from the beginning, receiving it, believing it, please confirm it in your hearts and say, Lord, this I believe. This has happened with me. I possess it. Not only the word of faith, not only the promises of faith, but the same spirit of faith. According to the scripture, I believed and therefore have I spoken. Why do I speak? Why do you speak? Why do we testify? Because we believed. And because we got the word revealed by God. And then even the view until the end of our way in the time of grace. Verse 14. Knowing, not we're dreaming, not guessing, we know, knowing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance that all promises of God are yes and amen. For we know that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us together with you. Ephesians 5, verse 27, without spot and without wrinkle, unrebukable, the bridegroom will present his bride before himself. Perhaps it's impossible for you, but with God all things are possible. We trust it to the Lord and His grace. We trust Him that He will make all things well with them who let themselves be corrected, who receive every word, who say yes to every word. And then in the same fourth chapter, in 2 Corinthians, we read in verse 5 and 6, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. No, we're not preaching Paul and not Peter. We are preaching that what God revealed unto Paul and Peter. We are preaching not Brother Branham. We are preaching the word which was revealed unto him. As at the beginning, so it is now at the end, revealed. And if you then think about how many make their thoughts about the seven seals, and behold, God revealed everything in such a wonderful way. Man just needs to read it. And we have it in our books, in our book about the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation. We really have it very clearly. We set it forth precisely about precisely the way Brother Branham taught it, that the four seals run parallel to the seven church ages, and that the fifth seal concerns the people of Israel, the Jews, all the martyrs who were murdered just because they were Jews, up to the Holocaust in the Second World War. They were crying for vengeance. How long do we not vengeance our blood, avenge our blood? And then the promise is given to them that their brothers will also suffer and die the same way, so that the number is complete. And then the sixth and the seventh seal describes that what will happen after the rapture. The seven trumpet angels, the seven vials, everything what will happen. Oh, thanks be to God for the revelation of his holy and precious word, for the revelation of the whole plan of salvation and counsel of our God. Yes, we can say with all our hearts, not ourselves we preach. We're not preaching ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ as the Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. And now comes the wonderful testimony. And I really believe that it applies to all of us who were gathered at this place today and all who are listening now. Verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This amen was not strong enough. It has happened. It has happened. We didn't preach ourselves. We preached the Lord. And as sure as God at the beginning, as everything was void and empty, but the Spirit was hovering over all the sea and he was speaking the mighty word into it, so also God in our time has spoken the mighty word, and every word which he has spoken happened on the spot, even that it should become light at evening time, and that we should walk in this light by his grace. Oh, how faithful is our God! How wonderful is his word! And also this, we time and again can say, everything was written down so that until the end we can receive teaching from the word. For instance, in Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah 42, here we have the promise. Isaiah 42, verse 9. Isaiah 42, verse 9. And here we read verse 9. Isaiah 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare now. Before they spring forth, before it happens, I tell you of them. Not only telling them, I let you know. I tell you that what has happened already, and that what is happening now, and what will still happen. Let us read it again. Behold, the former prophecies Behold, they came to pass. Amen. And new things do I now declare. Now I declare them in our time. I declare them before they spring forth. I tell you of them. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. All can read it, but only he who finds grace before God is hearing that what the Spirit says unto the churches. All the others are hearing all the other voices, but all who are born of God, they incline their ear to the Lord, and they say, Lord, speak, thy servant, thy maid hears. And so we understood what it means to hear that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Everything what found already fulfillment is behind us. And what is finding fulfillment right now, this the Lord lets us know. He says, today, if you hear his voice, to be led into that word which is ordained for today, ordained for our time, to reveal it by the Holy Spirit. Then Isaiah 44, the well-known word, Isaiah 44, verse 3. Isaiah 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. So I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. God has said it in such a way. So I will. It is the will of God that he pours out his Spirit upon his seed, also in our time. Nothing changed. Nothing. We are still living in the time period in which the Holy Spirit is moving all over the earth. In Jesus Christ our Lord, in the Son of God, God was manifested personally. Emmanuel, God with us. And we know our Lord is God manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit. And before his ascension, he gave the promise to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not another person. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God always works parallel to the Word of God and leads into the Word and reveals it unto us into the most deep details. So, God himself said it, as I will pour water upon the dry ground and floods upon dry ground, so I will pour out my Spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Do you like to read it? Isaiah 53 says it clearly to us who this seed is. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. His seed will serve him. That's how it is written in Psalms 22, verse 31. His seed shall serve him. And let me make here this remark by faith with all my heart. Although in the meantime the weeds and the thistles are amongst the wheat, don't you worry. Before the latter rain falls, before the last moving, supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit sets in, all the tears will be taken out already and will be bundled already. At the last outpouring of the Holy Spirit, only the pure wheat will be there. And the pure wheat, our Lord will gather into his garner, and the tares, which was bundled before that and was taken out, this will be burned with fire. Why are we now sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, separated? The word sanctify means separated already in the Old Testament. As the people of Israel were separated from all the other people, from all the other nations, and were ordained to the service of God, so we as the church of the living God are separated. Be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing, then I will receive you. And we really let the whole correction come over us. And we know that the word of the Lord will accomplish everything in us for whatever reason it was sent for. Just as true as we heard it. Just as true as we received it and believed it. Oh, blessed are you who believed, for the promise which the Lord has given you will come to pass. Blessed are you, blessed are we. And this the Lord himself said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, blessed are your ears, for they hear. This our Lord himself said, and that's how it is, it remains like this. The ears which are open to hear, the eyes who are anointed to see. Be honest. God has given grace to both, to hear and to see, to receive, and everything getting it revealed by grace. So God promised to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and then to pour his Spirit upon all sons and daughters in closing. And in the meantime, all the charismatic movement, all the Pentecostal movements, all, 550 millions are claiming to be baptized with the Spirit, but no one of them is being led by the Spirit into all the truth. They all remain in the Trinity doctrine, in the triune baptism. They all are celebrating themselves. They all are walking on their own ways. They are all looking to Rome, but the elect flock has been called out. And we believe and trust that the Lord will complete his work only in his own. Amen, hallelujah. And then we have the wonderful word which we also read time and again from James, where our brother James said and spoke very clearly about it, what will happen before the return of Jesus Christ. It's written, of course, James chapter 5, verse 7. James chapter 5 verse 7. Be patient therefore, dear brethren, unto the return of the Lord. Yeah, here it's about the return of the Lord. About the return of the Lord. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. Let me say it here very clearly. Without rebuking other languages. But exactly 17 times in our German Bibles, the word return is written. The word return in connection with the second coming of Christ. In all the other languages, it's only written coming. Only coming. In our Bibles, the word return is written. At the return, there are of course various comings. The Lord will come and will sit upon the throne of his righteousness, and he will judge all the nations. The Lord will come many times. He will come and he will put his feet upon the Mount of Olives. But we are waiting for the promised return of the bridegroom. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And here it's of course written, once again, verse 7, James 5, 7. Be patient therefore, dear brethren, unto the return of the Lord. We have heard the Maranatha song. We know our Lord is coming soon, unto the coming of the Lord. And in connection with that, we were told, behold, here we must make a pause, a break, just thinking. Here it's written, behold, remember, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Remember it. Also we may remember. Just think of it. And the Lord will not be too late. And we are told that we should ask God in the time of the latter rain. We should ask for rain. And then Brother Branham, the man of the hour, says, at the end, the former and the latter rain will fall at the same time, and giving a double restoration, and God will confirm his word and will complete his work in them who believe it. Just so nice that God has sent a prophet in our time, and it remains forever. The word comes to the prophet, not to the evangelists, but to the prophets. And so God has promised a prophet, and he has sent him. And all of the word was revealed. So, and then an admonition is spoken out here in verse 8 up to the first part of verse 9. James 5, verse 8, be ye also patient. Be patient. You need patience that after doing the will of God that you might reach the goal. You have need of patience. So be patient. Please, don't become unpatient. Just remain patient by believing and trusting, persevering, knowing that our Lord will not be too late. Everything will happen at the right time. The former things have come to pass, and the new things I declare before it happens, before the completion happens, God revealed unto us what will happen in the latter rain, what belongs to the completion by His grace. Then we have it, verse 8, once again. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the return of the Lord has come near. Now I'm asking you, when did this scripture in the past 2,000 years with such clearness, with such a when could have been read as in our time? When? When we read in the hymn book, in the Pentecostal hymn book, the bride is persevering so long, O Lord, unto your appearing. Yes, all the revivals, all the awakenings which were in the past, the return of the Lord and the preparation in every revival, they were a subject of the preaching. But in our time, brothers and sisters, in our time, we can really say, now it is so far. Now it is so far. When you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads. For you know that your redemption is drawing near. No, we have here the admonition. Not only the admonition, for the coming of the Lord has come near. I believe it. But then it says, grudge not one against another, dear brothers, dear brethren. Lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Brothers and sisters, not only between you and God, between every brother, between every sister, everything must be put in order. If somebody has something, please, don't speak about one another, speak with one another. He who speaks about someone, he who speaks about one another, stands on the side of the accuser of the brethren. Because what is spoken about, because there's an accusation about one. But in that moment, where we look all into the mirror of the Word, we see no one else. Just look into a mirror. And whom are you seeing there in the mirror? You see yourself. And therefore, James also has written about it, that we should really look into the Word. Therefore, Paul has written, each one examines himself. We can pray for all, but if we have something, please let us speak with one another, never about one another. And from today on, please be serious, take it seriously. Don't permit that someone comes to you and speaks about another one. Be sober. Be watchful. Don't make it again. Don't listen to it. If somebody wants to say something about another one, just say, let the brother come. Let the sister come. So that we can speak together. Please. The time is far spent. As written here, not only about the return of the Lord, not only about the farmer who waits for the precious fruit, who waits for the former and let the rain. Here it's written, for you and me it's written, grudge not one against another. Dear brethren, so no grudging, really nothing, nothing at all anymore. Whoever feels something, let him go to the brother, let him go to the sister, speak with one another in love. And as God has forgiven us, so he will forgive all who sinned against us. Nothing will be imputed. God forgives everything. Now also the thought, brothers and sisters, concerning the end time, concerning that what God is doing right now. Not that we have to say something personally, but let us come now back again to that what we touched upon 4 weeks ago and what we mentioned recently. All who believe that with the ministry of Brother Branham everything has come to its end, up to the point that the Lord has come already. And do you know why? Because they claim, and Brother Branham has said it, of course, the angel of Revelation 10 comes down when the seventh church angel is upon the earth. Instead of then going back to the Word to understand and to believe that the same Lord who revealed himself in the pillar of fire, in the pillar of cloud, to the people of Israel at day and night, he was illuminating the way. The same Lord has, of course, revealed himself in our time, coming down. That what happened on the 28th of February 1963, when the Lord descended in the supernatural cloud. He, of course, is the same who was in the cloud, the angel of the covenant. And he who will come down according to Revelation 10, he's always the same. Doesn't matter when and where he reveals himself. Now it's important that the things which are written in the Bible, that also the things which Brother Branham said, that we just understand it and place it biblically by the revelation of God. I just have the question. If the Lord has come already in 1963, why did Brother Branham say in November 65, he was greeting all who were still waiting for the coming of the Lord? Brothers and sisters, the word of truth is everything for us. And we will not allow and listen to any interpretation. We will only believe the full word of God. And when the Lord returns, then the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we who are alive, we shall be changed. And together we shall meet the Lord in the air, in the cloud. These are divine facts. This will happen in the way as it is written. What does man want with an interpretation? God is in his word, and every word is connected with the fulfillment of that, what he promised. Also for that, we can really thank the Lord always, thanking him with all our hearts, really thanking him with all our hearts. But let me say this here also. All who believe that with the ministry of Brother Branham has come everything to its end, they are all against Brother Frank. Because they just came to the conclusion that after Brother Branham can come nothing else. Nothing may come else. And therefore, the brother in Germany has no right to say that he was called and commissioned. This is the tragic and the deadly consequence of him who believes that everything has come to its end. Do you know what I believe? I believe that the one period has come to its end, but that the next period has started, and that this period is still going on now. Just think of it. At the going home of Brother Branham, the world didn't know of any message yet. Didn't hear of any message yet. The food was stored in, and the messages were preached. And in April 66, not a single sermon was printed yet. It was Brother Frank who was asking that now the sermons must be printed so that they can be translated. But let me say this here also with comfort. The deadly consequence is that also in our surroundings, all brothers who are referring to Brother Branham not even think about to partake here in a service, not even thinking about to read a circular letter. No. They don't need to attend a service. They don't need a Brother Frank. They don't need any circular letters. They don't need anything. They have everything what the prophet said. Yes. And they have become a lodge.
And international, das Bild
internationally, I saw the picture in the internet. I saw people kneeling before this picture, worshipping. This is idolatry. And again, idolatry. What have we to do with it? But the cause is in the first forgery, that with the ministry of Brother Branham has everything come to its end, and that nobody can claim to have received a calling and commission. But let us thank the Lord God. He doesn't stop at anything. But in connection with that, something became great to me, and then I will close with it. And I just hope that we're not closing with negative thoughts, but that we really close with that what God has done in our time, that we receive it thankfully. May all the others do what they like and what they find to be right. You and I, We as the house, I in our house, we shall serve the Lord. We will be grateful that the message is reaching the ends of the earth. And I'm always happy when brothers are telling me, I see, for instance, our brother Zink, 1967, in the city of Winterthur, in Switzerland. He was hearing the first sermon, and since that time, we are joined with the Lord. All who are of God, they are hearing God's word. They receive it. They accept it, and they are grateful. And those who deny the commission, now, please, not to come to myself now, but if it is true, and it is true, that the Lord spoke with a penetrating voice, giving the commission, the call, what shall he do with those who are driving here, pass by, who are telling their jokes, and who are passing with despising? What shall he do with that? Are they despising me, or are they despising the Almighty God who has spoken out a commission? It's not about me at all. It's about that, what God is doing right now, today, not yesterday. Today, not yesterday, at the time of Brother Branham, today, if you hear his voice, the comparison our Lord gave me for my comfort. In the third epistle of John, this special man of God who was on the Isle of Patmos and who received the last revelation, here the man of God, he has written an epistle to his co-worker, to his beloved brother Gaius. I read it. I just read verse 1 and 4. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Third epistle of John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. There is no greater joy. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Is there a greater joy than to know that you are walking in the truth? That the Lord has given the word of truth, and that the truth of the word has set us free from all error? And when this special man of God, the Apostle John, of whom the Lord said, if I want that he remains until I come, what is that to you? He wanted that he remains until the last revelation is given on the Isle of Patmos to the church. If I want that he remains until I come, what is that to you? Then we have it here. Of course, the sad part, the sad report, namely, firstly, verse 8, and then verse 9. Third epistle of John, verse 8 and 9. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be follow helpers to the truth, as co-workers for the truth. And then comes the sad fact in verse 9. This Apostle John writes, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Hold fast your seats. A man of God. A special man of God. Who knew the Lord personally. Who saw him after his resurrection. Heard him. And who received the last commission. To go to the Isle of Patmos. To receive the last revelation. And then there comes someone as the church leader. Yeah. And John writes, I want to come to you. And, but this, he says, no, this is impossible. You don't need to come. Yes, yes. Just think of it one moment. Think of it. So many are referring to the message to want to be something special. Preeminence. They do not even think about to receive and invite a Brother Frank and a Brother Frank to let a Brother Frank speak. No, not at all. They are so important. They themselves are so important. Do you know, when I was reading this, I was thinking by myself, everything repeats itself. And I was thinking about when Brother Branham told me, a Brother Frank, he said, would you please preach in my state in Los Angeles? A Brother Branham, who told me what the Lord has spoken. In English, he repeated it, what the Lord spoke in the German language. And then he gave me the precise explanation. Wait with the giving out of the food, laying his hands on me, and said, as true as the Lord called you to preach the gospel, so you have the right to pray for the sick, because he who was called to preach the gospel, he is called to pray for the sick. If the man of God, the man of the hour, he was used by God he laid hands on the least of them, on Brother Frank, to pray for him, that God might be with me, that he may bless the ministry which he has given me. Once again, we will not force ourselves to the people, but so much it must be said. All who are now of God, they will have part in that what God is doing right now. Without making critique. But may I ask the question? Can we together sit at the same table at the Lord's Supper? Marriage Supper. And in the past 40 years on the earth, we didn't sit together in one meeting, not celebrating one Lord's Supper together. Can we then be together at the marriage supper of the Lamb? We, who we have not known each other on the earth, despising that what God is doing right now, and just thinking that we all will be with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, he who is of God heareth God's word. And he who is of God has part in that what God is doing right now by his grace. The former prophecies God let come to pass, new things he declared, and this he is fulfilling now in our time. And we will come from believing unto seeing. Brothers and sisters, from all countries of Europe, from all countries all over the earth, God has given us the grace to be gathered in His name and to preach the word who have part. The last message has come forth and the Lord has been merciful to us until today, and we are also waiting patiently, trusting and until the former and the latter rain falls together, until the church has become one heart and one soul. No tear, no thistle is there anymore. Just the pure wheat upon which the latter rain falls, and the Son of Righteousness brings forth the full ripeness of the wheat, and so that the bridegroom can return to take his blood-bought flock home, his flock washed in the blood, the flock, the bride church, to take her home. Also this remark here, it comes to me now. Please, take it seriously. God can only seal a divine content. The sealing of the Spirit of Truth can only take place when the Word of Truth alone is in your heart. If one interpretation is in the heart, then God cannot give His seal. His seal He gives only to His Word, which we received. There where interpretations are, the anointing may be, but the seal is only there where God is alone present in the blood-bought flock who received the word. To Him be the glory. And all the people say, hallelujah. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. Perhaps we will ask our choir. It would be good if we would hear a song in the English language. But whatever, however the choir leader is being led, brothers and sisters, we are bowing our heads in reverence before God, before His Word. We thank God for that what He is doing right now. We see the promises which He fulfilled. Also the promise, I send unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. We see all the promises which the Lord has fulfilled already. And we see... Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. We see how He fulfills the promise right now. Calling out His people from all peoples, tongues, and nations, from all tribes, to sanctify her blood-bought flock in the word of truth, washed from all traditions and interpretations, washed in the blood of the Lamb. By the word we are purified of everything what is not written in the word, becoming a word bride. A word bride is just as holy as the bridegroom is holy. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Dear Lord, I claim here, I claim the bride church who are redeemed by your blood, washed in your word, sealed by your Holy Spirit unto the day of the glorious return. Precious Lord, we are awaiting you in our time. And we thank you. Yes, I thank you that you have opened the understanding for the Scripture, us, for all the Scriptures which are ordained for our time. For them you have opened our understanding. And we thank you also for that what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. At the beginning you have spoken, let there be light, and there was light. And in our time you said, and it had become light. Now the question, before the choir sings, who is newly added? Who will step upon the ground of revelation? Who will receive and accept what God has promised in His Word? Please make your decision today. In case you have not made it yet already, don't bypass what God is doing right now. New things He declared, and He has revealed unto us His Word, the prophetic and the teaching Word. And we may receive Jesus Christ as the crucified one, as the risen one, the one who ascended, and the one who will return to take us home. Dear Lord, I claim all whom you redeemed by your blood, whom you sanctified in your word. With you all things took place already, although it will still take place. With you all things are completed already, also with us. Dear Lord, may the last ones make their decision now for you. May they take their stand in the word, and may they get everything revealed, what you have given us in this time by your grace. Blessed be your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Now we are hearing a hymn.
Thank you.
Very mighty. Do you have another one? Do you have another song? Wonderful gospel, the full gospel. Amazing grace.
Amen.
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 Danke. Thank you. Now we sing together one chorus. They are coming from east and west. Chorus number one. And I ask Brother Yuri Kebenik to come to the front and to thank the Lord in the Russian language. And Brother Schmidt will praise him. I will interpret. Great God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of truth, that what was preached today at this place, you have given it to all of us to recognize this truth. This is the last call, Lord. It's not our merit. We didn't deserve it. This is your will and your plan. You have ordained it like this before the foundation of the world. I thank you, Lord, for these hours which you have given us, for the truth which you are giving us. I thank you also for your servant whom you have called and commissioned. We believe it. We believe it according to your word, Lord. We thank you also for the choir, for the songs. This is a blessing which you have given us. We thank you together, Lord. Bless us in all peoples, our families. We ask it in your name. We ask you, please bless us all. I, the least, thank you. This is your grace. Your grace towards all of us. This is your will. Thank you, Lord. Bless us all in your precious name. Amen. So clearly as our brother spoke, I could even translate him. It's just so mighty. From all peoples and tongues, to our God be the glory. I don't know how you feel. I could weep out of gratefulness, giving glory to the Lord, who has visited us so graciously, taking himself the time to speak with us, giving the last call. We ask now, Brother Didier, please come and pray with us. And our brother from Angola, we give you greetings. And all the ministering brethren, we give you greetings. Especially to our brother, Adi from Romania. Amen. Where is our brother? Our Father, our God. We are so grateful on this day. We are in this acceptable time. And with a longing in our hearts that you are speaking with us. You did speak with us. You have filled our hearts with your holy word. And it has the power to transform us. We thank you at this place with all our hearts. For you have taken us into this hour. And we are having part in that what you are doing right now. We thank you for this hour. You prepared it for us. We thank you for the perfect work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. We thank you with all our souls. You have forgiven us all our sins. You have healed all our diseases. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. Now please fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit so that we walk forward together with our Lord Jesus Christ until we come from believing unto seeing. We say goodbye now. Please be with us. May your joy fill our hearts and may it abide in us until we come from believing unto seeing. We thank you what you are doing in this hour, giving the last divine call. The voice sounds forth all over the earth for the preaching of your word, for the spreading of your food. We believe it and we received it. Please prepare our hearts for your wonderful return. To you be the glory and honor. Bless your servant. Bless your people and keep us all in the wonderful and mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our divine Savior. Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Amen. 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 Bald ja bald, oh wie schön.
Very. To our beloved brother from Angola, please, we wish you God's blessing along your way. Take greetings in all of the country there. Take greetings with you. Was it not translated? Just wishing God's blessing. That the Lord may be with you. Take greetings with you to all brothers and sisters. We are joined in the love of God. And if God gives grace and the Lord did not return yet, I'm ready to come once again. Sometimes I were welcomed already, be it in Kinshasa. There the president offered his car. He has given his driver. He welcomed me personally. And the same it was in Angola. We were on the way from the airport, and then came a phone call, and the president welcomed me, and he wished me God's blessing, and to the whole country. May the Lord bless you. May he be with you. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice. Now we say goodbye to all of you worldwide, all who are joining us online. God willing, on the first weekend in October, we will have a 50-year jubilation. In October 64, I made the first missionary trip to India. About this, God willing, and if you are still here, I will give a brief report how Brother Branham gave me the man of the man, and how really everything was prepared by God Himself, and how the Lord blessed. Now, take the word with you, ponder upon it in your hearts, by faith, really believing it, and then everything will be revealed to you. And together we are going towards the completion, and we are grateful that the Lord returns, is returning to take us into glory. As Brother Kaepernick was thanking the Lord, one could really say it was a prayer of the full gospel. It was a prayer of the full gospel. And if I think about also in the former Soviet Union, be it in Moscow, St. Petersburg, in the Ural, be it in Novosibirsk, be it in Karaganda, everywhere God has laid our ways, and we could carry the word of the hour, and God is just calling out, oh blessed, blessed and praised be his holy name, now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Be praised. Amen.